This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Jelly Roll Morton, to begin the program, and late recordings by him. Nobody knows for sure when he was born, 1885, 1890, 1895, you know, all of that. But in New Orleans, and was instrumental, not to pun, but to say that what he did, in his own words, was to invent jazz. A bit of bluster there, but certainly the pianists of the time were changing ragtime piano in that they were opening up the spaces a little bit. And as Morton said, he was swinging ragtime. And he certainly was doing that. Whether it was an invention of jazz, I'm not sure. At the end of his life, he put together a band because he had done some recordings with Alan Lomax at the Library of Congress and was successful with that, and people remembered him, although he was outside the spotlight only a few years. But that's the way the game goes. And so many people said, well, let's get him back in the studio. Let's have him do some things. And so this is from that approximate time, 1940, for General. This is Jelly Roll Morton's Hot 7. Sweet Substitute, a beauty by him. Panama, not by him, but by Bill Tyers. And Good old New York. Excuse me. Henry Red Allen plays the trumpet, Albert Nicholas clarinet, Eddie Williams alto, Joe Britton trombone, Morton piano, Wellman Broad on string bass, and Zudie Singleton on the drums. Jelly Roll Morton's Hot 7, 1940. Jelly Roll Morton, 1940. He died the following year. And keeping in it is Hot 7 for General Records, his singing and his piano. Sweet Substitute, written by him, Panama, and Good Old New York, also by Morton. Beautiful Trumpet by Henry Red Allen, Albert Nicholas's clarinet, Joe Britton's trombone, and Eddie Williams playing some pretty advanced, almost Eric Dolphy alto in there. Wonderful. Wellman Broad, of course, who was for many years with Ellington, playing string bass, and New Orleans drummer Zooty Singleton. Now, in 1989, Butch Thompson, for Daring Records, picked up some fairly obscure, wonderful things, and Good Old New York was one of them. And here's his solo piano version of Jelly Roll Morton's Good Old New York.
Thank you.
Butch Thompson, solo piano for Daring Records, 1989, and Jelly Roll Morton's Good Old New York, honoring Morton in that way and others. And I hope, well, I'm sure that Morton knew that the revival movement of the late 30s and into the 1940s was afoot. And he had played a great part in that. Human beings have camps. I'm in one, you're in one, so on and so forth. The tribal instinct, you know. And in the arts, it's loud and clear. And the traditional jazz people, that is the avant-garde of the art from the 20s, they didn't like what was going on in the swing music, and so they wanted to bring back, and so, revival. And the bands that came out of that, Dirk Murphy and Lou Waters and all of that. And Morton did play a part in it, although he was certainly not a traditional jazz musician in that sense. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Chaplin Subaru in Bellevue. Chaplin's model year-end event offers hundreds of all-wheel drive, all-weather-ready Subaru Foresters, Legacies, and Outbacks now available for immediate delivery. Be ready for winter. Chaplin Subaru, I-90 at Eastgate and SubaruNorthwest.com.
I'd like to bring in for you now Pam Gardner. Probably late 1958, these were done for Columbia Records. She sings for you. The arrangements are by Johnny Williams. If you hear a trumpet, it's Jack Sheldon. Can't Get Out of This Mood, a wonderful composition by Jimmy McHugh and lyric by Frank Lesser. And It's the Talk of the Town, written by Jerry Livingston. Here's Pam Gardner.
Can't get out of this mood. Can't get over this feeling. Can't get out of this mood. Last night your lips were too appealing. The thrill should have been all gone by today. In the usual way. But it's only your arms I'm out of. Can't get out of this dream. What a fool to dream of you. It wasn't part of my scheme to sigh and tell you that I love you. But I'm saying it, I'm playing it dumb. Can't get out of this mood. Heartbreak. Here I show my face. Can't go anyplace. People stop and stare. It's so hard to bear. Everybody knows you left me. It's the talk of the town. Every time we meet, my heart skips a beat. We don't stop to speak, though it's just a week. Everybody knows you left me. It's the talk of the town. We sent out invitations to friends and relations, announcing our wedding day. Friends and our relations gave congratulations. What can you tell them? What can you say? Let's make up, sweetheart, we can't stay apart. Don't let foolish pride keep you from my side. How can love like ours be ended? It is the talk of the town. It is the talk of the town. It is the talk of the town.
Pam Garner. Singing for You, 1958 for Columbia Records. Arrangements for her by Johnny Williams. Wonderful arrangements, particularly the intro to It's the Talk of the Town. Trumpet work by Jack Sheldon. Can't Get Out of This Mood. And that's Jimmy McHugh and Frank Lesser and Jerry Livingston, Marty Sims, and Al Nyberg. It's the Talk of the Town. I want to push on with that because I want to chase It's the Talk of the Town. This is a rare hidden performance by Coleman Hawkins on his tenor saxophone, 1963. He's in Stockholm, Sweden. Göran Lindberg piano, Kurt Lindgren on string bass, and Ruin Halfson on drums. Coleman Hawkins, It's the Talk of the Town. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coleman Hawkins in Sweden, 1963. That came out on a pumpkin long playing record years ago. With him, Goran Lindbergh, piano, Kurt Lindgren, string bass, and Rune Carlson on the drums. It's The Talk of the Town, written by Jerry Livingston. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Fisher family of companies, which provide plumbing, heating, and router services throughout Greater Seattle. Locally owned with over 30 years' experience, Fisher offers a synergistic approach to home maintenance. More at fischerplumbing.com. The plumber people recommend.
And I'd like to chase another composition for you, and that is a composition by Duke Ellington called I Don't Know What Kind of Blues I Got. Gerald Wiggins, his trio, his piano, Joe Comfort bass, Bill Douglas on drums for Tampa Records in Los Angeles, 1956, is going to begin, and then the original from 1941 Victor recording of Ellington, with Herb Jeffries doing the vocal.
rest for the weary. I'm going to see Snake Mary, 'cause I don't know what kind of blues I've got.
I don't know what kind of blues I've got, written by Duke Ellington, performed by the Gerald Wiggins Trio, 1956 to begin with. Joe Comfort on bass, Bill Douglas on drums. And Ellington, the original December 1941 Victor record of I Don't Know What Kind of Blues I've Got, with Herb Jeffries singing for you. And as far as we know, Ellington did the lyric of that, and the intro by him is, I think, quite something. Barney Bigard's clarinet works with Lawrence Brown's trombone, and Ben Webster's tenor saxophone with Harry Carney's clarinet, and Jeffrey's vocal and Ellington's piano. Gerald Wiggins and Duke Ellington right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the snoring specialists at ProLiance Eastside Ear, Nose, and Throat. Their surgeons have provided the Pillar Procedure, a minimally invasive 15-minute in-office snoring treatment since 2004. Information about the Pillar Procedure and their snoring specialists can be found at StopSnoringSeattle.com.
Now to a broadcast and on-the-job situation for you. Martin Block had a radio program in the 1930s. And a wonderful one, and he had all these great musicians around, and he would invite them to come in and perform. The name of Martin Block's program was the Make Believe Ballroom. I don't know the time or the station, but several records have issued this from October 1938. Louis Armstrong, trumpet and vocal. Jack Teagarden, trombone and vocal. Bud Freeman, tenor. Fats Waller, piano. Al Casey, who was working with Waller at the time, on guitar, and George Wetling on drums. From me to you, a jam session broadcast, Martin Block's Make Believe Ballroom.
Ought to be good.
My, 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 they got me in a crack. Say, my, 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 they got me in a crack. If Blue Your Jack don't take the next one, I'm gonna break my back. I'm gonna grab me a picket off somebody's fence. Listen to me, Mama, I'm gonna snatch me a picket off somebody's fence. And I'm gonna whip you over your big head until you learn something.
Oh, Mama, 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 what did you say last night? Oh, Mama, 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 what did you say last night? But when you came home, your hair didn't look just right.
Thank you. leaves worrying on the boat. Just as they go feed on family fantasy. Can't give them fat or happy food.
Jam session and broadcast of Martin Block's Make Believe Ballroom program sometime in October of 1938. As I said, issued on several different record labels over the years. And that was four of, I think, eight or seven from that time. Mine came from an old Folkways record. Louis Armstrong, vocal and trumpet, Jack Teagarden, trombone, Bud Freeman, tenor saxophone, Fats Waller, piano and vocal, Al Casey, guitar, and George Wetling on the drums, what they do. Tiger Rag, one they call just the blues. I Got Rhythm, and On the Sunny Side of the Street. And I've said before, I mean, if you're living at that time, you take for granted, you know, we all do of our lives, but looking back on the situation of being able to wander down 52nd Street when there were a dozen or more clubs where you could hear that kind of thing all the time. I mean, I've said it before, I'd be crazy and broke and in jail. You can't sneak in the back way. Martin Block's Make Believe Ballroom. You can find that probably under Louis Armstrong or Fats Waller or any of those people if you go looking for it. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Let me poke a button here. Get into the next shot. In 2004, Lenny Kaye wrote a beautiful book published by Villard called You Call It Madness. You Call It Madness is a composition by Con Conrad, Gladys Dubois, Rush Colombo, and Paul Gregory. And it's a wonderful book about the early 30s and the business of writing music and getting things published and the success and failure of musicians and publishers and lyricists and composers, all of that. And so I brought the Russ Colombo 1931 vocal with a studio orchestra behind him. What's interesting here, most of the music written before the middle of the 20th century, there was a pop tunes. There was a verse and a chorus. The chorus is what we always remember. The verse sort of set it up. And it usually came first, and then people just said, "Ah, let's not sing that. Let's just do the chorus." Well, what Colombo does here is he sings the chorus first and then the verse second, which was unusual for the time. The full title, "You Call It Madness, But I Call It Love," Russ Colombo, 1931. Then it jumped to 1970 in Hollywood and Claire Fisher with his Fender Rhodes electronic piano. We'll give you his version of "You Call It Madness, But I Call It Love."
I can't forget the night I met you. That's all I'm dreaming of. And you call it madness. Ah, but I call it love. You made a promise to be faithful by all the stars above. And you call it madness. Ah, but I call it love. I keep repeating, my heart is beating for you constantly. You're all I'm needing, and so I'm pleading, please come back to me. You made a plaything out of romance. What do you know of love? And you called it madness. Ah, but I call it love. At first a slight suggestion that grew to haunt my mind was the eternal question, true love is hard to find. And then the day I found my love I had to share, I built my dreams around. Somehow you made me care. And you called it madness. Ah, but I call it love. And you called it madness. Ah, but I call it love. I keep repeating, my heart is beating for you constantly. You're all I'm needing, and so I'm pleading, please come back to me. You made a plaything out of romance. What do you know of love? And you called it madness. Ah, but I call it love.
Call it madness, but I call it love. Couple of places for you. The original 1931 Victor recording of Russ Colombo, co-composer of that, with the studio orchestra. And then a jump from 1931 to 1970 in Hollywood at Claire Fisher's home, performing on his Fender Rhodes electronic piano. And his version of You Call It Madness. Madness is one of those words, you know, in the early 30s, it was in films. You watch films like I do at that time. You know, it was always there. This is madness. You know, and the hand goes up, in the back of the hand to the brow. It's where we got the word slink. And feigned, fainting, all that. Wonderful. The style of the wardrobe at the time. All of that. You call it madness, but I call it love. All right. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Slalom Consulting, whose locally based consulting teams offer technology and business solutions to Fortune 1000 companies nationwide. Information available at slalom.com. Slalom Consulting, the art and science of winning.
And it's a happy birthday today for Joe Bushkin. He was born this date, 1916, in New York and lived there most of his life. And was debonair and a wonderful pianist, a wonderful accompanist. Find him out at the track all the time. And anyway, he was a wonderful character. And he was guilty by association, and that I mean lightly, because he was with some wonderful bands, and he was there because he was asked to be there. First up, in part of the celebration of Joe Bushkin, 1936 for Vocalion, Billie Holiday, with Bunny Berrigan, trumpet, Artie Shaw, clarinet, Bushkin, piano, Dick McDonough on guitar, Pete Peterson, bass, and the great Cozy Cole on drums. Part of a happy birthday for Joe Bushkin, here's Billie Holiday.
Did I remember to tell you I adore you, and I am living for you alone?
You, I adore you, and
and pray forevermore you are mine. No regrets, although our love affair has gone astray. No regrets, I know I'll always care though you're away. Somehow our happy romance ended suddenly.
Going to rise up singing.
sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. With Daddy and Mammy standing by.
Part of a birthday celebration for Joe Bushkin, pianist, born this date, 1916, and there, 1936, playing the piano in Billie Holiday's orchestra for Vocalion Records. Bunny Berrigan played the trumpet, Artie Shaw, on clarinet, Bushkin piano, Dick McDonough playing the guitar, Pete Peterson string bass, and Cozy Cole on the drums. What'd they do? Did I Remember, written by Walter Donaldson and Harold Adamson. No Regrets by Harry Tobias and Roy Ingraham. Summertime by George Gershwin, Ira Gershwin, and DuBose Hayward. And Billy's Blues by Billie Holiday. Joe Bushkin, more of him in the celebration of his birthday. But first, this is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Chaplin Subaru in Bellevue. Chaplin's model year-end event offers hundreds of all-wheel drive, all-weather-ready Subaru Foresters, Legacies, and Outbacks now available for immediate delivery. Be ready for winter. Chaplin Subaru, I-90 at Eastgate and SubaruNorthwest.com.
Pianists, you know, are accompanists most of the time, and sometimes soloists. But most of the time in the background, providing the harmonic structure for the performers and doing arrangements and writing and so on and so forth. Bushkin wrote a few tunes, and Tommy Dorsey recorded this one. It's called Oh, Look at Me Now. Bushkin wrote it with Johnny DeVries, And Dorsey and his trombone and his orchestra recorded it in 1941 for Victor Records. The vocals are by the Pied Pipers, the standard singers at that time with Dorsey. The soloists are Connie Haynes and Frank Sinatra. Here's Joe Bushkin's composition, Oh, Look at Me Now.
The guy who cared about love, and I'm not the guy who cared about fortunes and such, never cared much.
Oh, look at you now.
I never knew the technique of kissing, I never knew the thrill I could get from your touch, never knew much.
Oh, look at you now. You're a new man, better than Casanova at his best.
With a new heart, a brand new start, I'm so proud I'm busting my vest.
So you're the guy who turned out a lover.
Yes, I'm the guy who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things.
But look at you now.
The guy who cared about love, and he's not the guy who cared about fortunes and such, cared about much, but look at him now.
I'm a lover.
He never knew the technique of kissing. He never knew the thrill he could get from her touch. Never knew much, but look at him now.
Man, I really come on.
He's a new man, better than
Casanova and his best rider.
With a new start, a brand new heart.
He's so proud he's busting his vest. So he's the guy who turned out a lover. So he's the guy who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things.
But look at me now.
He's a new man, better than Casanova at his best. He's got some new job and it's really fun.
Why, I'm so proud I'm busting my vest.
He's a lover. Yes, we know he's a lover. Yes.
I laughed at those blue diamond rings, just one of those things.
But look at him now.
Jack, I'm ready.
Look at him now.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra and his trombone with the Pied Pipers and Connie Haynes singing and Frank Sinatra singing. Oh, look at me now. Written by Joe Bushkin and Johnny Reeves. And this is Joe Bushkin's birthday, this date, 1916, and there's more of him coming up. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Executive MBA program at the University of Washington's Foster School of Business, offering mid-career professionals a 21-month, work-compatible Executive MBA with weekly or monthly sessions. Details at foster.washington.edu/EMBA.
Now, Bushkin joined Muggsy Spanier in his ragtime band, 1939 Bluebird Recordings. Muggsy playing cornet, and George Brunis playing trombone, Rod Kless clarinet, Bernie Billings on the first tune, and the rest of them, tenor player, will be Nick Chiazza. Bushkin on piano, Bob Casey, one of the great bass players of this particular style, and Don Carter, equally fine on drums. Joe Bushkin with Bugsy Spanier.
Thank you.
Joe Bushkin playing piano in Muggsy Spanier's band, 1939, for Bluebird Records. And that band, Muggsy on cornet, George Brunas playing trombone, Rod Kless clarinet, Bernie Billings on the first tune playing tenor, Nick Chiazza on the rest, Bushkin piano, Bob Casey's fine string bass, and Don Carter's drums. When we hear at the Jazz Band Ball, written by Nick LaRocca and Larry Shields of the original Dixieland Jazz Band, the first band to make a record that we know of. And Relaxin' at the Touro, written by Joe Bushkin and Spanier. At Sundown by Walter Donaldson. Bluing the Blues by pianist Henry Ragus, who played in the original Dixieland Jazz Band also. And Riverboat Shuffle by Hoagy Carmichael. And we have more. I have more for you of Joe Bushkin. And I'm checking the time here. Okay. I want to go to the Kansas City Six. In 1944, Milt Gabler and his Commodore label invited certain musicians to come in and been called the Kansas City Six because some of them had been associated with Kansas City, some not, but that was the name they gave. And Bushkin was to play piano, Bill Coleman, trumpet, Dickie Wells, trombone, Lester Young, tenor saxophone, John Simmons, bass, and Joe Jones on drums. We'll hear two, Three Little Words, written by Harry Ruby, and one by Bushkin called JoJo. The Kansas City Six with Joe Bushkin on the piano. His birthday today. The time, 1944, and the record company Milt Gabler's Commodore Records. Three Little Words and JoJo, written by Bushkin. Bill Coleman played the trumpet, Dickie Wells trombone, Lester Young tenor, Bushkin piano, John Simmons bass, Joe Jones on the drums. I'm going to continue with Joe Bushkin's birthday. But you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. Gabler approached Bushkin a couple months later, I think May 1944, to do a trio for his Commodore record company. And Bushkin said thanks and hired Sid Weiss to play the bass and Cozy Cole to play the drums. Bushkin wrote both of these, Merci Michel and Getaway Joe. Thank you. Joe Bushkin Trio, May 1944 for Commodore Records. Two by him, Merci Michel and Getaway Joe. Sid Weiss playing bass and Cozy Cole on the drums. Same time, Bushkin talked to Gabler and said he'd like to get a sextet if possible. And Gabler said sure. So Joe Bushkin went out and got Ernie Figueroa to play trumpet, Bill Harris, trombone, Zoot Sims, pretty much just getting started on his illustrious career, playing tenor, Bushkin, of course, on piano. He kept Sid Weiss on bass and got Specs Powell to play the drums. The first two were by Harris, Picking at the Pick and Fade Out, and the third by George Gershwin, Oh Lady, Be Good.
Thank you.
Joe Bushkin and his sextet, 1944, May of that year, for Commodore Records. Ernie Figueroa on trumpet and Bill Harris trombone. Zoot Sims, tenor saxophone, Bushkin piano. Sid Weiss, bass, and Specs Powell on the drums. The first two, Pickin' at the Pick and Fade Out, written by Bill Harris. And on Pickin' on the Pick, you probably picked up on the Salt Peanuts thing. Boop-ba-da, boop-ba-da. They did that throughout. And then finally, Old Lady Be Good, George Gershwin. Joe Bushkin, born this date, 1916. And entertaining fellow, man about town, pianist, composer, arranger. And knew the track well, went out there all the time. And horse flesh, that kind of thing. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University. Tickets are now on sale for the PLU Christmas concerts held December 4th in Portland, December 6th in Seattle, and December 5th, 9th, and 10th on campus. More information at plu.edu.
Now to a trio for you. Lester Young playing tenor saxophone. Nat Cole on piano. Buddy Rich on the drums, 1946 for Clef Records, Norman Grand's label at that time. This was written by Fred Fisher. I think it's my favorite of his compositions, Peg of My Heart, written in 1913. Well, I know why, because that's the year I got my driver's license.
Thank you.
That's elegant. Lester Young and Nat Cole and Buddy Rich. 1946 for Clef Records and Peg of My Heart. And that's a masterpiece. And Nat Cole, you know, wonderful, gorgeous singer. But behind that, a lot of people I don't think know that he was a genius on the piano. Absolutely incredible. People talk about Oscar Peterson coming out of Art Tatum. I don't think he did at all. I really don't. I think he came out of Nat Cole. And himself, of course, but main influence on that. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, presenting the San Francisco Jazz Festival with over 40 artists from around the globe, including Esperanza Spalding, Chucho Valdez, Anat and Abishai Cohen, Yusef Lateef, Ravi Shankar, Gretchen Parlato, Roy Haynes, and dozens more. Info and tickets at sfjazz.org.
Now, sit back and relax and listen to Ella Fitzgerald with the Duke Ellington Orchestra and three compositions by Billy Strayhorn.
I have almost everything a human could desire. Cars and houses, bearskin rugs to lie before my fire. But there's something missing. Something isn't there. It seems I'm never kissing the one whom I could care for. Adventurous dream. Oh, what wouldn't I give for someone who take my
flower is a lovesome thing, a luscious living lovesome thing. A daffodil, a rose, no matter where it grows, is such a lovely lovesome thing. A flower is the heart of spring that makes the rolling hillside sing. The gentle winds that blow gently, for they know a flower is a lovesome thing.
Passion flower sent from the blue above. You're a flower of love. As a star in flight, laughing through the night. Your lips keep taunting me.
Ella Fitzgerald with the Duke Ellington Orchestra, 1965, for Verve Records. Three compositions by Billy Strayhorn. Something to Live For, A Flower is a Lovesome Thing, and Passion Flower. Ella Fitzgerald on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Chaplin's Subaru in Bellevue. Chaplin's model year-end event offers hundreds of all-wheel drive, all-weather-ready Subaru Foresters, Legacies, and Outbacks now available for immediate delivery. Be ready for winter. Chaplin's Subaru, I-90 at Eastgate and SubaruNorthwest.com.
Now to some unnamed requests. I get requests all the time and by phone and email and and regular mail. And sometimes the email just says, would you please play some, you know, and that's it. And then you try to translate the name out of the email address, and of course it's not there. But for several people who love the Quintet of the Hot Club of France, I brought some material for them and for you as well. The Quintet of the Hot Club of France was the house band of the Hot Club in Paris. You could become a member and go to the meetings and all that sort of thing and go out and have a good time. And I can't imagine how great it would be to have a house band like this. Stefan Grappelli on violin, Django Reinhardt solo guitar and rhythm, Pierre Ferré and Marcel Bianchi on rhythm guitars, and Louis Vola string bass. And here they are, HMV Records, 1937, the Hot Club, the Quintet of the Hot Club of France.
Thank you. Thank you.
Quintet of the Hot Club of France, 1937 in Paris, for HMV Records. Stefan Grappelli violin, Django Reinhardt solo guitar, Pierre Ferré and Marcel Bianchi on rhythm guitars, and Louis Vola string bass. Miss Annabelle Lee, written by Lou Pollock. Mystery Pacific by Reinhardt and Grappelli. The Sheik of Araby by Ted Snyder. Rose Room by Art Hickman. Body and Soul by Johnny Green. And When Day Is Done by Robert Katcher. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle. 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, the community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.